Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. In this series, we walk through the real court cases and tax rules that make cost segregation work. Today, we start with the most important one of all. It is called Hospital Corporation of America versus Commissioner. Tax pros just call it HCA. Let me set the scene. The year is 1997. Hospital Corporation of America was one of the largest hospital companies in the country. They built a lot of buildings, and inside those buildings were thousands of parts, special electrical wiring for medical equipment, plumbing that fed the kitchens, carpet on the floors, vinyl on the walls, handrails down the patient hallways, communication and television wiring in every room. Here is the question that started the fight. How fast can you write off those parts on your taxes? Now, a quick word on how this works in plain terms. When you own a building, you do not get to deduct the whole cost in year one. You spread it out over time. That is called depreciation. The catch is that the building itself spreads out very slowly. A commercial building takes 39 years to write off. That is a long time. But equipment is different. Equipment wears out faster, so the rules let you write it off in 5 or 7 years. And some things, like land improvements, write off in 15 years. Faster write-off means a bigger deduction now, which means you keep more cash today instead of decades from now. So Hospital Corporation of America looked at all those parts, the wiring, the plumbing, the carpet, the handrails, and they said, these act like equipment. They should be written off in 5 or 7 years, not 39. The IRS disagreed. The IRS said, no, these parts are built into the building. They are structural components. You have to write them off slowly, over 39 years, just like the walls and the roof. This was a real disagreement with real money on the line. So it went to the United States Tax Court, and the tax court sided with the hospital company. Here is what the judge decided, and this is the part that changed everything. The court said you are allowed to look at a building piece by piece. You do not have to treat it as one big block. If a specific part functions more like equipment than like the structure of the building, you can classify it as equipment and depreciate it faster. To decide what counts, the court reached back to a set of older legal tests from the investment tax credit era. Those tests asked practical questions. Is the item movable? Is it tied to a specific piece of equipment? Does it serve the business activity, or does it just hold the building up? Using those tests, the court agreed that things like the special wiring, the kitchen plumbing connections, the carpet, the wall coverings, and the handrails could be treated as personal property, fast write-off. The building shell and the general structure stayed on the slow 39-year schedule. Now, why does a case from 1997 matter so much today? Because before HCA, this was a gray area. There had been an older rule that made people nervous about breaking a building into components. HCA cleared the fog. It confirmed that a careful, part-by-part study of a building is allowed under the modern depreciation rules. That is the whole idea behind a cost segregation study. An engineer walks through your property. They identify every part that acts like equipment or like a land improvement. They price each one, and they move those parts into the 5, 7, and 15-year classes where they belong. The slow 39-year bucket gets smaller, and your deduction in the early years gets a lot bigger. HCA is the case that says we are allowed to do that. It is the first authority we cite in the legal section of every report we prepare. If the IRS ever asks why we split your building into parts, the answer begins right here, with this case. One more honest note, because we believe in being straight with you, the IRS did not love this outcome. They formally agreed with part of it and disagreed with part of it in a follow-up notice. But the core of the decision has stood for more than 25 years, and it remains the backbone of how cost segregation is done. The method is mainstream now. The IRS even publishes its own guide for examiners on how to review these studies, and that guide cites this very case. So that is HCA, the hospital company that looked at its buildings part by part, took the IRS to court, and won. And in winning, it built the foundation that every cost segregation study, including yours, stands on today. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your own property, take a look at the authority library in your report.